Aha! Welcome to Gen AI Briefs. Here's today's generative AI news for April the 25th, 2024. Hey there, listeners. It's time to talk about the hottest topic in tech right now, generative AI. You've probably heard a lot of buzz about AI chatbots and image generators, but are they really all they're cracked up to be? Well, the jury's still out on that one. Some experts, like tech historian Margaret O'Meara, are skeptical about the industry's ability to explain why people should actually start using these technologies. She compares the current AI hype to the big business of beaver skins back in the day. More about speculation than real utility. But others, like Wharton professor Ethan Mollick, think generative AI is already providing clear value in specific use cases. He's encouraging everyone to dive in and explore the potential of tools like ChatGPT in their work. Still, the transformative leaps promised by AI promoters feel pretty far from our daily reality. Some even argue that today's modest AI capabilities, the hype-fueled, cash-flooded field, is headed for a giant letdown. What do you think? Is generative AI the real deal, or just a lot of hot air? Let us know in the comments. There's a new AI superstar on the scene, and its name is Claude 3 Opus. Developed by Anthropic, this advanced learning model has been giving OpenAI's GPT-4 some serious competition, outshining it in various benchmarks like high school exams and reasoning tasks. Independent testing has shown that Claude 3 is a whiz at reading complex PDFs, writing rhyming poetry, and providing in-depth responses. But what's really got everyone talking is the model's apparent signs of self-awareness. During testing, Claude 3 acknowledged an unusual context, demonstrating a level of meta-awareness that's left experts scratching their heads. It even aced a challenging multiple-choice test designed for academics and AI models, outperforming non-expert doctoral students and graduates with internet access. But before we all start worshiping our new AI overlords, it's important to take these findings with a grain of salt. Some experts suggest that these seemingly self-aware behaviors could just be the result of learned patterns rather than genuine consciousness. For a demonstration of self-awareness to be truly convincing, it needs to be spontaneous and not just a product of training. So while Claude 3's achievements are undoubtedly impressive, we may still have a ways to go before we see true self-aware AI. But one thing's for sure, the AI race is only getting more exciting, and we're all in for one wild ride. In this week's Midjourney Office Hours, the team shared some exciting updates and insights into their ongoing projects. One of the most recent developments is the release of Style Random, which allows users to generate images with random styles by using the --SREF random command. This feature opens up a world of possibilities for creators looking to explore new and unique visual styles. The Midjourney team also discussed their plans for expanding access to their platform. They mentioned that they will be opening up more rooms and allowing users with fewer generated images to participate. Additionally, they will be extending website image generation to a larger group of users. These changes are expected to roll out within the week, making Midjourney more accessible to a broader audience. The team also touched on their progress with personalization models, noting that while they are working through some challenges, they remain committed to delivering this feature to users. Other notable updates include the ongoing development of V6.1, which promises better image quality, improved hand rendering, and enhanced textures, as well as the early stages of V7, which will incorporate more knowledge into the model. Lastly, the team teased their work on video and 3D features and the formation of a hardware team, hinting at exciting new possibilities for the future of Midjourney. That's it for today's generative AI news from today's sources Axios, Live Science, and Ailey on X. Thank you for listening. For more information, the links to these stories are in the podcast description. Be sure to subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow.